This is the Midday Market Podcast on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network for Tuesday, May the 17th. I'm Dustin Huffman. All right, we're talking right now with Naomi Bloom of Total Farm Marketing here at Midday. And Naomi, seeing a little red in the corn and a little green in the beans. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, we got some two-sided trade action here today. Corn had that big, nice up day yesterday, so a little bit of back and fill action today. Ultimately, the corn market's still really well supported in the big picture. If you look at the July contract, it's smack dab in the middle of the range. 825 is resistance, and 775 is support. December corn at 759, and so if it can have another close today above 755, that means that the DEIS contract is trying to break out and work a little bit higher. Of course, the market's still working in response to the crop progress report yesterday. So, of course, our corn crop a little bit behind normal for the planting pace, but expectations that's going to pick up. Bean market today working 8 to 10 cents higher, so the bean crop is also still delayed in planting. But right now the idea is that the bean market is going to be picking up some additional export demand. Soybean futures prices trying to work up to the higher end of the range. And ultimately, you know, big picture, it's still a supportive marketplace. It's a friendly marketplace because of lower supplies here in the U.S. and around the world.
You know, and yesterday we saw wheat get shot out of a cannon and take everybody along for the ride. But, you know, today it's still going up, but not quite as pronounced as yesterday. Is it still kind of just trading the progress report, or is it still working on that India news?
Well, it's a little bit of both. So the frontmost Chicago wheat, if you've been watching that, it's done essentially kind of a double top from the March highs. So that July contract is at a major resistance area. The India wheat, of course, is important because the world was hoping India would have more surplus wheat to export to try to help fill the void from what's happening with Ukraine, Russia. Today, India said that they're going to ease some of the curbs on the wheat exports because of, like, if some of their exporters said, no, we were going to commit to sell to Egypt, Egypt wanted to make sure that they were going to get delivery. So that's why the wheat market was down last night. But now wheat is positive. And looking at the Kansas wheat, it's still forecast to be dry in the plains. Looking at the spring wheat, there's more rain coming in for North Dakota and parts of Minnesota. So the wheat market at the higher end of ranges, it's well supported at these values. But it would take brand new news to make that wheat market work any higher than where it's at. So it wouldn't surprise me if we see maybe a little bit of profit taking later this week. But overall, the trend is still up.
And, you know, talking about that crop progress report, I mean, especially in places like here in Iowa and further north, I mean, how much is going to be pushing the panic button here in the next couple of days and weeks?
Yeah, that's what we're going to be watching. So, you know, I think there's a lot of expectation that a good portion of the grain belt was able to get a lot more planting done, like yesterday, today, and for the early part of this week. So I think that next week's progress will be for a good portion of the grain belt, you know, much better, and things will get caught up. But the question would still be with the Dakotas and Minnesota. Now, the thing to remember with North Dakota and then parts of western Minnesota is that that's the grain that goes to the Pacific Northwest by rail. That's the soybeans that get to China. So we need North Dakota to have those acres in the ground, and we need North Dakota to have some really good yields. So North Dakota matters. They're a big deal, as well as western Minnesota.
All right, now moving over to the livestock side of things, you know, hogs actually looking like they've got some positive movement again. What's going on for all the livestock markets?
Yeah, so with the hog complex, what my bigger thought there is that late last week, the technical objective, there was a head and shoulders formation that had been looming, and then technically speaking, hog prices pushed lower, lower, lower until that technical downside objective was met. It was met late last week, Thursday, Friday, so now that market is kind of coming back up for air. We've priced in most of the negative news. We know that our export sales are slow, but we're looking to see some domestic demand pick up here, so it's a little bit of a combination of technical buying and some seasonal buying. Cattle complex, really quiet today. Mixed market, 10 higher, 10 lower, not too much going on between fat cattle and feeder cattle. And so I think that market is just consolidating here in the short term until we start to see some better ideas for demand come along. Our export markets have been strong. But I think cattle also, of course, reflecting the grain market and feed costs and things like that as well. Ultimately, deferred cattle still a friendly picture because there are so many less head coming to market down the road. But there is a cattle on feed report coming out later this week, and the pre-report estimates actually just came out. The on-feed number, they're looking for an average estimate of 101.5%. The placement number estimate is 96.5, and the marketed number 97.9. And that report is coming out on Friday.
All right. Well, a lot of great information as always, Naomi. If folks want to talk marketing strategies with all of you at Total Farm Marketing, how do they get in touch?
Give us a call, 800-334-9779. Ask for Naomi, or you can find me on Twitter, at Naomi Bloom.
All right, Naomi. Well, thanks so much, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Great. Thank you.
That, again, was Naomi Bloom of Total Farm Marketing. Let's go ahead and run down those midday numbers. July corn down 11 at 798.5. December down 6.25 at 759.25. July beans right now are trading 9.75 cents higher at 1666.25. November beans are up 8 at 1520 even. Soy meal down $3.20 at 405.90. Soy oil up 86 cents at 8028. September Chicago wheat up 14.5 at 1265.5. Minneapolis wheat up 7.25 at 1386 even. Kansas wheat is up a dime at 1363.75. Oats up 7.25. That's at 601.75. On the livestock side, August live cattle up 2 cents at 133.92. August feeders up 35 cents at 167.77. Lean hogs up 82 cents at 104.65. Pork cutouts up 52 cents at 110.12. Class 3 milk is up a penny at $25 even. Thanks again to Naomi Bloom of Total Farm Marketing for joining us here on the Midday Market Podcast. I'm Dustin Huffman on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.